you're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining my show. Her name is Patty Hernandez, and she's the owner-operator at Mariposa's Holistic Healing out of Coral Gables, Florida. Today we're going to learn all about what Patty does for the fine folks of Coral Gables, and of course around the world, because she offers her services virtually. So you don't necessarily need to be in Florida or even in her area to kind of get in on some of the services that she's providing. So let's welcome her to the show now and find out all about what she's doing. Patty, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure and an honor to be on your show.
Well, thank you. The honor, of course, is all mine. Now, Patty, could you just tell us a little bit about Mariposa's Holistic Healing? What sort of services do you provide, and what sort of issues are you helping people with?
Of course. Mariposa's is really about, in Spanish, it means butterflies. In English. And so it's really about transformation, really right. Helping people to transform their lives in natural ways. So I work with people who are overwhelmed and stressed and just can't really make it or push through in their lives on their own, which we're not meant to really be so individualized. We do need the support of others. And so that's why I'm here, to remind people that we're all in this together. And then I provide them natural stress release techniques to help them move forward and really find more balance and happiness within their lives.
That's fantastic. Now, Patty, for those who may not be in the know, could you just kind of give us a brief description of what it means to be holistic?
Holistic really means taking into account the entire person. Mm-hmm. So when I begin to work with a person, I find out about their relationships, where they work, what are they eating, what are their thoughts, their feelings, who do they have around them, where do they live. All of those really take into account, you know, where the person is struggling. And so once we're able to identify, okay, where are the main stressors in their lives, then we work specifically in those areas, mm-hmm. and then that will help find balance in all areas of their life.
Now, Patty, in your extensive experience in this field, what do you find is some of the stressors that are kind of causing people to not achieve their goals?
Most of the time, it's the expectations that they have upon other people. They expect people to, you know, react in certain ways. There's a lot of miscommunication, trying to say, hey, you can read my mind, right? We've been together for 15 years.
Right.
And it's like, nope, you're still not a mind reader after 15 years. And it actually becomes worse because we get comfortable.
Right.
So that's another thing. People get comfortable either in their relationships. They stop trying. They stop the romance at work. They get really frustrated with people and they can't share those frustrations. So then they bring it home to their spouse or significant other and then just become very angry and stressed out in that way. And so a lot of times they just don't have the tools and techniques to, you know, identify ways to stay in balance, you know, whatever that means. It could be just going for a walk. It could be practicing meditation, breathing, very simple techniques, but we forget to do the simple and then we go to the more complex. And that's usually where people end up getting sick. I handle a lot of physical health issues, mental health issues, all related to people's inability to manage their stress adequately.
And how do you actually manage their stress when they come to you and they're looking to have some of these stressors kind of relieved? What are some of the tools that you use to kind of help get your clients into the right headspace?
Well, one of the first things that I do is just really listen to them.
Right.
Most of the time, people don't have a person to listen to, right? They just keep it to themselves.
Right.
They're just like, well, no one wants to listen to my problems. And so I give them a very safe space, and I offer my services in both English and Spanish.
Oh, wonderful.
So sometimes people flip back and forth. Mm-hmm. And so that's the first stop, is just giving them a place to, a confidential area to speak honestly. And then from there, based on whatever situation they are going through, I then offer a complementary medicine, such as energy healing, such as Reiki, color therapy, different things like that, which can also be done remotely, all to help the body itself relax. So then it releases the stress, and then the person just finds their balance again.
Patty, unfortunately, we do have to end the show in about a minute. But for the folks out there listening, where can they find a little bit more information about you and your services? Do you have a website or a Facebook page, anything like that?
So I do have a website. It's Mariposas, Mariposas, holistic.com. And on my website, you can see a little introduction video of who I am, the services that I offer, and all the different techniques that I share. And then there's an intake form that people can complete, which is confidential, and it's sent directly to me. And I do offer a 20-minute complimentary phone consultation just to see, hey, can I be of service to you,
right,
or at least be able to give you that listening ear.
Well, Patty Hernandez, thank you for coming on today and telling us all about your professional world. We certainly appreciate it and wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.